Good morning, and thank you very much for the privilege of being with you today. I would like to begin by telling you a few words about Canadian Baptist Ministries. We are part, your church is part of a very big family of Baptist churches across Canada. About 950 churches from coast to coast.
大概有950个教会从这个东岸到西岸。
And about 150,000 members.
可能有15万的会众。
Every Sunday we worship the Lord in 47 different languages.
每个星期日我们有47个种不同的语言来敬拜。
Canadian Baptist Ministries is committed to a few very important causes.
加拿大进行会，来这个。I'm sorry. The
very first cause that we are committed to in our work in mission is to helping to build the church in word and deed.
第一个是我们要用真理和行动来建造教会。
Many of you know Conrad and Fiona Kwok, missionaries from this church.
你们很多人可能知道郭牧师从这个教会到世界各地的讲道。
They are working in northern Thailand.
他们在泰北。
And they are helping to build churches among unreached people in Myanmar.
他们在帮助在缅甸建立教会。
Word and deed go hand in hand.
用真理和行动手拉手。
We are also committed as a mission organization to helping lift people out of poverty.
我们也作为教会也帮助人们脱贫。
We care deeply about the physical and the emotional needs of people in the global south.
我们关心他们的身体和精神上的健康。
Whether it's providing for food or health care.
或者是供给他们食物，或者是健康，比卫生健康。
Or economic development.
或者是发展经济。
Each year, between 40 and 50,000 people are being lifted out of poverty because of our work.
每年有4万到5万的人来脱贫，由我们的工作而脱贫。
The third thing we care about is children who are living at risk.
第二个我们关怀的是那些处境危险的孩子。
I love the fact that our partners around the world care for children.
我喜欢我们的这些人关怀这些危险的孩子。
In one village in India, the church asked us to help build a girls' home near a school so that the children could live in safety.
在印度有一个教会被要求建立一个用于女孩的一个旅馆，这样呢，他们可以安全。
We also care deeply about justice and reconciliation.
我们也促进公益，解决和平和建设。
In one part of Africa, our partners live in areas of great ethnic strife and violence.
在非洲，由于在那个地区与这个种族的冲突，发生了一些冲突。
And this intertribal conflict has led to the death of millions of people.
这些冲突已经造成了百万人的伤亡。
The Church of Jesus Christ is called to be an agent of peace and of reconciliation in those places.
我们的主教带来的这个平安和解决问题。
So we are Canadian Baptist Ministries.
我们是加拿大浸信差会。
We are here to help serve the mission heart of local Baptist churches across our country.
我们在这里帮助当地的教会，浸信教会。
And we believe that God has called us all to bear witness of His love and His grace.
我们相信我们用爱和公义来建造教会。
Brampton Chinese Baptist Church has partnered with CBM and with the CBOQ for many, many years.
我们宾顿市华人浸信会跟 CBM 已经合作了好多年。
Through your support, you are helping the Kwaks reach northern Thailand and Myanmar.
三年以前，你们教会支持郭牧师到缅甸和泰北来宣教。
You're helping to support evangelism among Chinese diaspora in Europe.
你们也支持在欧洲的这个福音的传播。
And to train pastors in North Africa and the Middle East.
还支持这个
Middle East.
Africa, 非洲和中东的教牧师。
So thank you very much.
非常感谢你们。
Let us bow our heads in prayer as we open God's word.
我们来看这个上帝的语言。
Father, speak to us today through your word, and may our hearts receive the message that you have for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I don't think any of us doubt the fact that the world that we live in today is incredibly different than the world that our grandparents grew up in.
我想大家都不会否认，我们现在生活的这个世界和我们祖辈生活的世界是有着很大的变化，不一样的。
We have crossed over from the world as it was to the world as it is going to be.
我们已经穿越从原来的这个世界到以后的这个世界，不同了。
And during your missions month here at BCBC, you are thinking about God's work in mission around the world.
在这个传教月，这个传教月，我们要来想一下，我们怎么样为上帝来传教。
Traditionally, Christian mission was about crossing over geographical boundaries.
传统上这个宣教呢是通过越过不同的地理的界限来传达这个福音。
It was about the geographical spread of the gospel.
通过这个地理的这个扩展来传播福音。
Our earliest missionaries sent out from Canada had to cross oceans and mountains and jungles.
我们加拿大的这个传教士，通过穿过大山，越过海洋，
They had to travel by ship to reach foreign countries to preach the gospel.
他们需要坐船到的目的地来宣扬神的道。
But things have sure changed now.
事情发生了变化现在。
Presently, mission is more about crossing over cultural and ideological differences.
现在这个传道可能更多的是穿越语言，穿越这文化和思想。
It's about stepping out of our comfort zone.
是关于要走出我们的舒适区。
Sometimes we still do cross over oceans and mountains.
有时候我们也需要走出这个越过高山和大河。
But sometimes we just have to cross over the street.
有些时候我们只是穿过一个街道。
In order to be the salt and light outside of our comfort zone.
在我们这个舒适区以外来做盐做光。
I grew up as a little boy. I grew up here in Brampton.
作为一个我是在 Brampton 长大，作为一个小男孩。
My family moved away from Brampton 50 years ago.
我的家庭从 move away from.
Moved away from Brampton.
Okay.
We left Brampton.
Yeah. Sorry. 我们家庭从Brampton 离开 Brampton 五十年了已经。
When I lived here in Brampton as a little boy, everybody looked like me.
当我在 Brampton 的时候， 所有人都像我一样。
White families.
白人家庭。
Caucasians.
But, yeah.
Every family was married with three or four children and a nice car and a nice house.
每个家庭都是结婚的，有一个很好的车。
50 years ago, this was just a farm.
50年以前，这个地方就是农场。
Brampton is so different now.
宾宁是现在已经这么多的不同。
You are a testimony of the fact that the world has come to us.
你见证了这个上帝到我们这里来。
I'm going to ask you all a question.
我想问你带一个问题。
Are you ready to cross over?
你准备好去越过吗？
Don't answer me yet.
现在不需要你回答。
I'll ask the question again at the end of my sermon.
对，我讲到最后的时候，我还要问你。
Let us turn to God's word.
那我们看一下上帝的语言。
There are two. I hope you like my Chinese translation, by the way.
我希望你看喜欢我的中文的翻译。
I confess that I had a little bit of help with it. At CBM, we have a number of Chinese staff. And they were kind enough to help me translate these slides.
在 CBM 有几个中国人，他们帮忙翻译的这些幻灯片。
So tell me afterward if the translation is not good, and then I can give them some tease them tomorrow.
以后要如果你觉得翻译的不对的话，你告诉我。
There are two very important scripture passages that help to inform our understanding of crossing over.
有两段经文能帮助我们来理解什么是越过。
The first one comes from the Old Testament in the book of Joshua.
第一段呢来自于旧约的约书亚记。
Many of you know this story.
很多人你可能知道这个故事。
After fleeing Egypt, Moses and Joshua wandered in the desert with the children of Israel for 40 years.
摩西和约书亚在旷野游荡了40年。
40 years they waited for God to give them the word.
40年来他们都在等待主给他立刻的这样的应许。
That it was time to step over, to cross over into the promised land.
这时间要越过到应许之地。
The Hebrew word for crossing over is abar.
希伯来语的越过是 abar.
It's the first time it is used in the Bible in this passage right here.
这是第一次在圣经中，在这个地方第一次应用。
But then in the next three chapters, it's used 22 times.
在下面的三章经文中用到22次。
The Jewish people must have known that this was a very important thing crossing over because they had to invent a new word for it.
犹太人一定知道这个越过的重要性，所以他们需要发明一个新的词来阐述这个意义。
Abar, crossing over.
Abar 就是越过。
The Jordan River wasn't a very wide river.
约旦河不是一个很宽的河。
Maybe 35 meters.
可能只有35米。
In the dry season, you could throw a rock across the river.
在旱季呢，你可能扔一个石头就能过河。
But the passage tells us that this wasn't the dry season.
这一段告诉我们这不是旱季。
The snow had melted, the rains were falling, and the river was much wider.
冰雪融化，河水上涨，这个河面越来越宽。
And so for a few days, Joshua and all of the children of Israel gathered on the shore of the Jordan River before they crossed over.
几天以来，约书亚和他们这些人都在约旦河岸上聚集，等待过河。
And in verse 4, of chapter 3, we read these powerful words. Follow the ark, for we have never been this way before.
第三章第四节说，要走在约柜之后，因为我们从来没有走过这条路。
This was a new day and a very big step for them to take.
这是一个新的一天，这是一个很大的一步。
It wasn't about the geography of crossing over, but it was about the purpose of crossing over.
这不是一个地理性的这种越过，而是关于一个有目的性的越过。
It was God's time to cross over.
这是上帝的时间来越过。
And God was saying, "Get ready and follow the ark, for you have never been this way before."
上帝说，准备好，跟着约柜，因为你们以前从来没有走过。
The second passage comes from the New Testament in the book of Acts.
第二段来自于新约，使徒行传。
There's a little bit of geography.
这里有一点地理的，牵扯到一点地理。
But it's much more important than just crossing over a body of water.
这个事情本身要比穿越这个水面要大得多。
Let me explain this passage using this picture.
让我来解释这一段，用一个图画来解释。
I hope you can all see the picture. Can you? Yeah, good. Outside of the monastery of St. Nicholas in Greece is this beautiful mosaic.
在一个这个修道院外边有这么一个很漂亮的镶嵌的画。
It tells the story of Acts chapter 16.
这个讲述的是《使徒行传》第六章的故事，第十六章的故事。
One night, Paul is asleep and he has a vision.
有一天夜里，保罗正在睡觉，他突然有一个异象。
He was in Troas, which was at the very edge of Asia Minor.
他在托拉斯这个地方呢，是在非常最远的一个边，这个小亚细亚最远的一个边界上。
You couldn't go any further without leaving your place of comfort, of familiarity.
如果你不离开你所熟悉的环境和你的舒适的地方，是寸步难行。
And as depicted in this mosaic, a man appears to Paul in his dream with a message.
在这个保罗的这个梦里边，有一个人告诉他一个信息。
The man says, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
这个人告诉他，到马其顿来，我们来帮助我们吧。
And as the mosaic depicts, Paul gets up and he takes his Bible and he crosses over.
这个镶嵌画告诉我们，保罗抓起圣经就越过了。
He leaves Troas and he crosses over to Macedonia.
他越过这个Troas这个小镇，然后到马其顿。
There's something that the mosaic does not capture.
有一些事情这个画上没有告诉我们。
And that is that Paul and his colleagues left immediately to go.
这就是保罗和他的追随者立即行动起来了。
And this is the very first time in the book of Acts that we see the little pronoun we crossed over.
这是第一次我们看到用我们来越过，我们越过。
Up until this point in the book of Acts, Luke, the writer, always refers to they, the disciples, the apostles, Paul and his colleagues. Now he uses the word we crossed over.
在这之前，这个作者路加一直用他们，这个保罗和他的使徒等等，这是第一次用我们这个词。
And this is the very first time that the gospel goes from Asia to Europe.
这是第一次，这个福音从亚洲 到欧洲。
A whole new type of mission work is about to begin.
新的一个传福音就要开始了。
They are leaving their place of familiarity and crossing over to bring a fresh expression of the gospel and of the church.
他们离开他们自己的舒适的地方，然后到欧洲来传扬福音。
And you know what I really love about this picture?
你知道哪个地方我最喜欢吗？
You stay there.
Okay.
Look at the little tree in the corner of the picture.
看那个这个地方树。
You see the little tree that's there? That is the picture of the first church planted and about to grow in Europe.
这个树是就是的第一个教会栽种的，又在欧洲。
This.Is a new day.
这是一个新的一天。
Many of you have experienced crossing over.
很多人可能也都经历过越过。
You've crossed over from Asia to North America.
你们从亚洲越过来到北美。
And you are bringing to our churches in Canada a fresh expression.
你从带来到我们教会里边那个新的一种表述。
God is doing great things in our Baptist churches because of the faith and the generosity and the vitality of people like you who have crossed over.
我们教会由于这个上帝带给我们这样的无私这样的活力。
Here at Brampton Chinese Baptist Church.I would like to give you five stepping stones as you cross over.
在你们要越过的时候，对于 Brampton 教会，我给你们五个踏脚石。
The first one is that when we cross over, we have to think about God differently.
第一个石头就是在越过的时候。我们要以不同的方式来思考这个世界上的神。
Why did the people of Israel have to wait 40 years in the desert and then 3 more days at the river's edge?
为什么以色列人需要在旷野等待40年，还有三天
？I think God is saying to them, this abar, this crossing over, is not about you; it's about me.
我想神告诉的意思是说这个越过不是对于他们的是对于上帝自己的。
God was saying, I will do a mighty deed in your midst.
上帝说我要用行动来做这个。
The whole identity of the children of Israel was changed because of their crossing over.
以色列人的这个特性就是变化，改变。
The name for the children of Israel after Abraham was the Hebrews.
以色列从这个阿伯拉罕以后是希伯来。
And the word Hebrew comes from the same word as Abar.
这个希伯来这个词跟 Abar 来自于同一个词根。
God was saying.If you're going to be my people, and I am going to be your God, then you need to think differently about me in the world.
上帝说，如果你是我的子民，我就是你的上帝，你需要以不同的角度来思考我。
Here in a city like Brampton, we have to think differently about God in our neighborhoods.
在 Brampton, 我们需要用不同的方式来思考我们的主在这个社区里边。
Because we can trust God to save people like us.
我们相信上帝会看人像我们一样。
But can we trust God to save our Hindu neighbors, our Buddhist neighbors, our Muslim neighbors?
但是我们相信主能够拯救印度教的人。还有那些Muslim 穆斯林。
I think God is waiting to surprise us with something very important about His power in our world.
我想上帝正在等待，给我们一个很大的惊喜啊，来在我们这个世界上。
The second stepping stone is about seeing ourselves differently.
第二个石头是看我们自己，用不同的眼光来看我们自己。
And seeing others differently.
看其他人，用不同的眼光来看其他人。
After Paul crossed over Macedonia, they went and found a quiet place to pray, and then they struck up a conversation with a group of women.
保罗到了马其顿以后，他又找了一个僻静的地方来祷告，但是他们又和一群女人进行了一次对话。
By the way, that was a crossing over as well for a Jewish man to speak to a Gentile woman.
这也是一次越过，因为对一个犹太的男人和非犹太的女人的对话，这是一个很大的越过。
But one of those women named Lydia said, "If you believe that I am a follower of God, as you are a follower of God, then come and stay at my house."
其中有这妇人中，其中有一位叫 Lydia， 她就说，如果你相信我是相信上帝的，那你到我们家来。
Paul had to see Lydia differently.
保罗需要用不同的眼光来看 Lydia。
Who are the people like Lydia in your community that you need to see differently?
在你们这个社区是什么人像 Lydia 这样你需要用不同的眼光来看待？
People that aren't at all like you.
有些人和你们不一样的。
But that God can use in a very strong way.
上帝可以用他们作为更加强壮的一种方式。
One of the missionaries that your church supports lives in Beirut, Lebanon.
我们教会支持的一个传道人生活在黎巴嫩。
And he has a colleague there. He has a friend there who I have met.
他有一个同事Terry 见过他们。
That man hated Syrians.
这个人恨叙利亚人。
The Syrians were the attackers, were the aggressors.
这叙利亚是侵略者，是侵略者。
He couldn't stand Syrians.
他没法忍受叙利亚人。
But God helped him see Syrians differently.
上帝帮助他们来用不同的眼光来看叙利亚人。
And now he is the leader of a church that has welcomed hundreds and hundreds of Syrians, and he has seen many of them come to the Lord, and he is blessing them every day.
他现在领导了一个教会，来接受了成百上千的叙利亚人，然后呢，来他们教会。
It's wonderful because he learned to see them differently, and as a result, they came to know the Lord.
他们看这些叙利亚人以不同的眼光看，这些叙利亚人呢，来接受了上帝。
The third stepping stone is this.
第三个踏脚石是这样。
We have to learn to wait for God's yes or no.
我们需要学着来听从上帝的是还是不是。
It's not easy when you're standing at the edge of something and you can't cross over right away.
这是不容易的，如果你站在一个物体上，你不能够马上越过去。
For the children of Israel, they got to the river's edge and then they had to wait.
对这个以色列的这些孩子们，在河的岸边，他们需要等。
For the Apostle Paul, he had closed door after closed door after closed door.
对保罗来说，那是关门，关门，再关门。
And then God says, yes, now is the time.
然后呢，上帝说，好的，现在就是行动的时间。
So often in Christian work, we have to wait for God's yes, this is the right time.
在我们基督教的工作中，我们经常的遇到上帝告诉我们要等待。
The type of outreach that a church like yours does in a city like Brampton is a lot of experimentation, never quite knowing when is the right time to go ahead.
好的，我们教布兰顿教会的侍奉是一个试验啊，我们不知道什么时间是最好的时间开始。
And this leads us to our fourth stepping stone.
这就引导我们到了第四个踏脚石。
And that is that there is rarely ever any crossing over without some opposition.
很少有越过的时候不遇到过反对。
If you look at what happened in the book of Acts after they crossed over, you'll know exactly what I mean.
如果你再读《使徒行传》
After, oh, I'm sorry.
他们越过以后的经历，你们就知道什么是我说的这个反对。
After they have gone to Lydia's house, they leave and they go to a city, and there's a riot.
他们离开莉迪亚的房子以后，然后到一个地方就有一些暴动。
Then they go to another city and they are thrown in jail.
他们到另一个城市，他们被送入监狱。
Then they go to another city and there's another riot.
他们到另一个城市以后又发生了暴动。
Opposition is always present when we take that bold step of crossing over.
当我们勇敢地走出一步的时候，这个反对总是存在的。
My point is this.
我的观点是这样的。
If you think that the act of crossing over is hard enough, wait till you get to the other place. That's when the troubles really begin.
如果你认为这个越过是很困难的，那么你等待到你的目的地以后，那个时候的这个问题才接踵而来。
I think we need to be prepared to face the challenge of crossing over.
所以我们需要准备在度过的时候，越过的时候那些挑战。
Here's my fifth point, my fifth stepping stone.
这是下面是我第五个的踏脚石。
This is not something we need to tackle all on our own.
这就是不是我们依靠个人来解决这个一个问题。
Crossing over is a collective act of obedience.
这个越过呢是一个集体的联合的一个服侍一个顺服行为。
It was Joshua and the high priests and the soldiers and all of the Jewish people who had to cross over.
这是约书亚和他们的官员和士兵的一起的这个越过。
It was Paul and Silas and Timothy and Luke, and all of the disciples that had to accept this new crossing over.
那是保罗、Silas、提摩太和路加共同的一个越过。
When God calls Brampton Chinese Baptist Church to cross over in global mission, He is calling all of you to respond.
当上帝叫我们这个 Brampton 教会来越过的时候，他是让我们所有的人来越过。
It is a collective act of obedience.
这是一个集体的联合的一个行动。
Too often we think that mission is the work of a committee in the church.
经常的我们认为传教是一个委员会的一个行动。
And we leave it to them to make all the decisions.
我们让他们来做这样的决定。
But mission isn't the domain of a committee. It's not the work of just one small group. It's the work of the whole church, of all of God's people being obedient.
传教不是一个 committee， 不是一个这个委员会的这样的一个领域，实际上是我们所有人的一个行动。
It's when we get up from our pew and leave the church building and go out into the world。
当我们离开这个建筑，到这个世界上去的时候。
So are you ready for my question？
你准备好我的问题了吗
？I warned you that I was going to ask you a question。
我刚才我已经说过，在我开始的时候，我有这个问题。
First, let me show you this picture.
我想看一下我们这个图片。
I was in South Africa a few years ago, and I came across this picture. These are the words of an old Zulu hymn, and the words of the hymn are these: "Behold." The Zulus are dancing for the Eternal One. Shift a little. Jehovah is coming.
这是我在几年以前我在南非看到的一个图片。这是看哪耶路人在为永生的神跳舞。稍稍移动一点，耶和华来了。
Crossing over a bar, shift a little. They all have something in common.
越过 a bar 和移动都有一些共同的点。
You can't sit in your chair and wait for something to happen.
你不能坐在椅子上等待事情的发生。
You have to start somewhere.
你必须在某些地方要开始。
The preeminent act of crossing over is Jesus himself, who came down from heaven and became a human being to take our place on the cross.
上帝的这个越过是他来到我们人间，然后呢拯救我们，然后被钉在十字架上。
He shows us the way.
他告诉我们他的方式。
We are called to be a people ready to cross over.
我们已经准备好了要叫我们来越过。
Are you ready to cross over?
你准备好越过吗
？Are you ready today?
你今天准备好了吗
？I don't know what crossing over is going to look like for members of this church.
我不知道这个越过对于我们这个教会的这个人员有什么样的情况。
As I told you, I moved away from Brampton 50 years ago.
因为我已经离开Brampton 50年了。
But I do know that God is calling every one of us to prepare ourselves to be His people outside of this church.
但我知道上帝在号召我们每一个人要到教会以外去。
Maybe where we work.
Maybe, 也可能是在我们的工作中。
Where we live, our neighbors.
在我们生活的这个社区里边。
Where we play with our grandchildren.
当我们与子孙来玩耍的时候。
God is calling us to live generously.As we cross over into the places that He takes us,
就是上帝让我们过一个无私的生活。
I'd like to end with these words from my very favorite preacher.
我想用在结束的时候，我想引用我所很喜欢的一个牧师的一段话。
Do not go away from this place with furrowed brow, worrying about what you are supposed to do for God.
当你离开这个地方的时候，不要眉头紧锁的来思考你要为上帝做什么。
That would not be good news.
这不是福音。
He will show you what He has for you.
他将要展现给你，他给你什么
？He has already prepared good works for you to walk in.
他已经为你准备好了很好的工作，你只需要进入。
He has chosen you. You are His witnesses.
他拣选了你，你就应该为他做见证。
That's the way the good news spreads.
这就是福音传播的方式。
In the name of the Father, the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen.
以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名，阿门。
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.